Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Jimmy Pierce is with us. You know him. We've had him on the air before talking about his wonderful nonprofit called Kids Making It. He'll tell us what that's all about, and then we'll celebrate with him the third annual Hippie Ball, which is coming up this Friday night at 7 p.m. It's their big annual fundraiser at the Brooklyn Arts Center at 516 North 4th Street. And they have a great slogan, "Dust off your flower power clothes and let your freak flag fly." That's hard to say, Jimmy. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me, Jamila. You're so kind, and we're so excited about the Hippie Ball. Again, it's just a great party.
Yeah. Now, tell folks that don't know, what is Kids Making It and what's going on there these days?
Sure. Briefly, Kids Making It is a nonprofit. We work with youth at risk of juvenile delinquency. We teach them woodworking and some art skills, but mostly woodworking, and they get to sell their products and make the money, the profits from all their sales. We're at 15 South Water Street, right down on the river. And in our apprenticeship program, we hire our older transitioning students who have not been able to find a job and aren't going to college, some of them aren't, to do custom woodworking for the public. So we're giving them paid jobs while we help them transition into full-time employment.
It is so great. How long has it been going on now?
I started in 1994 just doing some volunteer work, and every time I did it just blew me away. So finally I said, change of life, year 2000, full time, let's roll. So been doing it since 2000 full time.
But 20 years altogether. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How about that?
Tells you how old I am.
Well, and well, done, we're not even going
not
there.
Going, yeah. Thank you.
Well, you had this great idea for a fundraiser. I know it's been successful the last couple of years. You're doing it again. It's the Hippie Ball. Tell us about the Hippie Ball.
Let me tell you. Hats off to Bruce Henderson, our friend and advisor who is in Greece right now, but used to represent the Jefferson Airplane.
Oh.
And he knows all about things rock and roll and hippie-ish. And he said a few years ago, you should do this. And it's a big party where folks, if they want to, get to come dressed up like hippies. You know, they don't have to. Right. We give out prizes for best dressed hippie costumes and best dancers. But grooviest dancers. That's exactly right. And we have Jess James and Bo Dean are our judges for those things. But it's a great time, catered by Bon Appetit, incredible food, drinks. And I tell you, once the band cranks up the Steady Eddies, they can do everything from Jimi Hendrix forward. And they do. And the people aren't in their seats very long. So lots of dancing, lots of fun, great silent auction items.
We'll go there in just a second.
We'll go there in a minute, yeah.
But one of the things I want you to do as you're listening right now is, if you can, go to kidsmakingit.org. There's some wonderful photographs from last year's Hippie Ball. You get some little costume inspiration. Go dig in your closet, see if you have any granny dresses left or any little round glasses with purple tint, headbands, beads, anything you can come up with, huge dangling outrageous earrings. See what you can find. You know, necklaces with a peace symbol on them. You've got to have something.
I think you were there, Jamila.
But they say that if you can remember the 60s, you really weren't part of it. So, you know, whatever. I do remember it. And I definitely had a lot of clothes like that. They don't fit anymore, so I can't drag them out and wear them. But definitely, if you have anything hippy-dippy at home, bring it out and come to the Hippie Ball. It is Friday night at 7 p.m., again, at the Brooklyn Arts Center, 516 North 4th Street. As Jimmy mentioned, there's dinner catered by Bon Appetit, drinks provided there from the Brooklyn
Arts
Center.
They have a cash bar. Actually, you get we give one drink ticket. Good for beer, wine, or whatever, you know, soft drink or whatever, and then the cash bar after that.
Okay. And live music by the Steady Eddies.
Absolutely.
And plenty of dancing. Contests for best dressed hippie and grooviest dancers. Now, let's talk about the auction, because I know you have a silent and a live auction.
Actually, we decided this year to forego the live auction.
Gotcha.
We're doing it all on silent auction, and wouldn't you know it, just as we decided to do that, we get some really cool stuff in for the auction, which, well, would have been great live auction. But the community always supports us wonderfully. You know, once again, we have a beach cruiser from Two Wheeler Dealer. We have a surfboard. Tony Butler is giving us a new surfboard. Eastern Skate Supply is giving us a skateboard. And then we have lots of great, Nine is giving us gift certificates to the restaurant. We have lots of great usual silent auction items. And in fact, can you hand me that poster? My memory is so poor, Jamil. Let me just take a look.
Honey,
and be sure
I know
I'm not
what you're saying.
Anything. I've got two big ones I want to talk to you about. But then, we have tickets to go to the NASCAR race in October in Charlotte. The Chip Ganassi Racing Team, one of the owners, Felix Sabati, is making available two luxury box seats overlooking the racetrack. We have tickets to the PGA Tour event in Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
You have some good friends, Jimmy.
We have great friends.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the ones I'm kind of saving for last are...
Hold that thought.
Hold that thought.
Just joining us, you're hearing Jimmy Pierce. He is the founder and the director of Kids Making It, which is a nonprofit that takes kids in that are at risk of becoming delinquent and teaches them woodworking skills, and they also get to sell their work in the retail shop Kids Making It down on Water Street. They learn about woodworking. They learn about coming to work on time. They learn about relationships. They learn about retail sales, and all that happens. And there's a big fundraiser coming up this Friday night at 7 p.m., the Hippie Ball. Now, let's hear about those mouth-watering silent auction items that you have, Jimmy.
Yes. One
this
of
is
them
pretty
is
amazing.
A week on the oceanfront in Belize in a house that sleeps six.
Wow.
Silent auction. Now, you need to come out. It's worth the price of the ticket alone. Even if you don't dance, you don't enjoy drinking, you don't enjoy partying, and you like just sit at home and play Sudoku or something, you should come out, spend the money, have some food, and bid on some cool stuff. So we have that. It's an incredible thing. Charles and Vicki Alexander gave us that. And I have to tell you, some of you may remember, if you are on Facebook, that a couple of years ago, James Taylor walked into the Kids Making It shop. He was walking down Water Street.
He was in town
campaigning
for Obama.
He sure was, and just really was blown away by what we do. We talked for at least 45 minutes about the value of the kids, how he would love to see this kind of thing up where he lives, and it was just a wonderful thing. And I have to tell you that he has offered to autograph a guitar, and it just came in yesterday, and we are going to sell that on the silent auction. Autographed guitar by James Taylor. We have a photo of him when he was with us in our shop with our kids, and I think we actually have a photo of him signing the guitar, which helps to authenticate it. But we're going to be doing that.
Guitar signed by James Taylor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Carolina's own.
How about that?
So we're quite excited.
So you got that wonderful silent auction with some pretty amazing things that are being offered. Anything else we need to know about the Hippie Ball?
You know, I should have the menu. But I don't. But I will tell you that we have gluten-free and vegetarian options.
Oh, that's good.
As well as all the usual great stuff that Bon Appetit does. I will also like to mention that, you know, it is not only the community supporting us in the silent auctions, you know, but the community supporting us in sponsorships as well. You know, it costs money to put these sorts of things on. You're always trying to raise that upfront money ahead
right.
of time. And we have a lot of wonderful sponsors.
That's great.
Yeah.
You have to have that for an event
okay.
like that.
Great.
Is there anything new this year from last year, Jimmy, or are you just moving ahead with what worked?
You know, people probably don't know who haven't been. We'll be showing Woodstock on the back wall, and we'll keep the music down, the sound down, because we'll have music pumping from the very beginning. We're starting at 7. The band comes on at 8, and we have lava lamps. We have great decor, and we have old posters, old vintage posters from the era and slideshows and stuff, so we're just as excited as we can be.
How many people are involved in getting this all pulled together, Jimmy? Decorating and managing it and selling the tickets? And
more than you can imagine. Our team leader has been our board member, Diana Hill. And I'm telling you, she is a team leader and working hard. I mean, night and day. We got an email that came out at 3:37 a.m. this morning from Diana Hill. So, but it takes a whole village of people to do it, and it would not happen. If it were up to me, I wouldn't have the time.
Do any of the kids and their families come to the Hippie Ball?
Absolutely.
Do they?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, they sure do. I mean, the older kids. CJ, who has been with, I just say CJ in the name, but he's a wonderful young man. If you come Friday night, be sure to get me to introduce you to CJ. He is a brilliant young man and has been with us for years, and he is now a student at Cape Fear Community College.
Wow.
He and his mom. Yep,
Good news. Jimmy Pierce with Kids Making It. They have their third annual Hippie Ball. It is this Friday night starting at 7 p.m. going until...
The band, we'll have live music from the get-go, and it'll be great music. The band cranks up at 8 and runs till 11. Silent auction, you know, get there. Don't wait too late to come, because the silent auction starts immediately, but we shut it down at 10 and then...
Start announcing who won.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And they say, dust off your flower power clothes and let your freak flag fly. That's
Absolutely.
Hard to say.
Well, if you were in the 60s, the only thing about it, you know that those were, you know, it was cool and groovy and far out. And,
all right.
And
make
we
love,
all
not
freak
war.
Freak flags fly various times. Yes, make love, not war. We did that too, didn't we?
We did. Yeah. That's right.
Love it.
The tickets are only $45. You can get yours at kidsmakingit.org. And the advantage of buying them there is you can look at some great pictures of the kids doing their work. And you can also see pictures from last year's Hippie Ball. Kidsmakingit.org. You can also get them at the door that night. But I think it'd probably be better to get them ahead of time so Bon Appetit knows how much food to bring.
Absolutely.
And you can call 910-763-6001, extension 108.
That'll be good. And one final thing, just so it's clear, you're not required to dress up like in the 60s. Good. And some people don't. A lot of people
good.
Do. Whatever.
Do if you want to.
I can have a hard time even finding the costume, so we'll see.
All right.
Thank you, Jamila.
Thank you so much. The Hippie Ball, Friday night at 7 p.m. Be there or be square.